다시 줄게 너의 순간.
Caribbean cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out, 334 St. Jacques Street, the one and only Chef X, and the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That's CM tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious, delicious. West Indian Caribbean cuisine. I will be there. Check it out. Check it out.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good afternoon. It is 12:05 p.m. EST, and you are listening to 90.3 FM CKUT Montreal/Jogjague McGill Campus Community Radio on air since 1987. This is DJ Heckhammer bringing you an all-metal edition of If You've Got Ears today from 12 to 2, featuring Black Death Thrash from so-called Canada and beyond. We got things started at the top of the hour with a classic that was Born for Burning by Bathory off their album The Return of the Darkness and Evil. Coming up next, we've got a more contemporary band. This is a U.S. black metal band. This is Impure off their 2021 EP, The Carry On Feast. This is the title track, The Carry On Feast.
We'll be right back.
right. You just heard, I guess, oh, they are local. That was Profane Order. That song was called Died in the Wool. I think I should know this. It's off their album, Titan News. There you go, Titan News of Sanctimony. Before that, you listened to Circle of the Tyrants by Celtic Frost off their album, Two Megatherion Classic. And before that, you listened to The Carry-On Feast by Impure off their album, The Carry-On Feast. They do have a Bandcamp. You can go to, I should know how to pronounce this, I don't know if it's Stygian or Stygian Black Hand, sorry Jesse, and if you like that, you can go buy a physical or digital copy of The Carry-On Feast. This next song is also from, well, this band's also from so-called Canada, but pivoting a bit southwest. This next band is Bee Pig One, and for those of you who don't know, including me, Anishinaabe Mohin, a Bee Pig One is a war whistle in Anishinaabe Mohin, Ojibwe language. Muskie, the mastermind behind this band, is Ojibwe. He's also someone I'm really honored to call a friend and fellow Indigenous metalhead, so shout out to him. This is off their album, Something for Everyone, Nothing for Anyone, which if that doesn't describe Canada or any settler colonial state, I don't know what does. But this song is called Nishkak.
Yeah!
right. It is 12:32 and you are listening to 90.3 FM CKUT, so-called Montreal McGill Campus Community Radio, on air since 1987. This is If You've Got Ears, a special all-metal edition with me, DJ Heckhammer. And you just listened to this band, Homeland. They're a pretty new band. I actually found them through Instagram, although they used to be called Zerg, but they changed their name. They are from Arizona, but the three members are indigenous. They have roots in Apache, Pima, and Zapotec communities. That was off their first demo, Decolonizing Black Metal, and that song was called Ancestral Terror. Before that, you heard another local band. That was Oppression off their album Le Coeur Plein de Rage, A Heart Full of Rage. That song was Le Coeur Plein de Rage. And before that, you listened to B-Pig One off their album Something for Everyone, Nothing for Anyone. And that song was called Nishkak. This next song, we got a few more indigenous metal bands coming up. This next band, well, it's a project. It's a one-man Native Hawaiian black metal project. I've really been into this band ever since I found them on Bandcamp. And he does have a Bandcamp, so definitely go support. This is Kuka Ilimoku, K-U-K-A-I-L-I-M-O-K-U, off... I think this came out last year, their 2021 release, Pahu'okaua. The song is called Birthed and Then Dark, and the artist wants people to know that Kuka Ilimoku stands for boundless disgust and hatred for all those who leech the sacred lands of Hawaii.
We'll be right back.
COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
All right, so, well, that was an ad for COVID-19 boosters. Obviously, that was not a band. But before that, you listened to Giba off their album Ancestral War Hymns. That was Winter Emissary. Giba are, they describe themselves as Tsimshian, Gikksan, War Metal. All members were, because they're no longer together, unfortunately. All three are Tsimshian, and they actually sing all of their lyrics in Smalyak, which is a Tsimshian language. Before that, you listened to Chamul Khan by Volan off the compilation album Desert Dances and Serpent Sermons. And before that, you listened to Birthed and Then Dark by Kuka Ilimoku off the album Paha O Kaua. And as a reminder, Kuka Ilimoku does have a band camp, so definitely go support. It's really important to support, you know, small or like newer up-and-coming artists, especially in metal, but also, you know, it's a Native Hawaiian black metal project. I don't know what else you'd want. This next band, we're going to pivot, I guess, a little bit south to New York City. This is a pretty new band, actually. They had their first show in 2021. I was there. And they released their first demo, I think, in February. This band is called Manat, and this song is called Where Angels Bow Down.